SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Oil prices still climbing.
Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran. I'm Karen Shamas.
Well, a search continues for crew members of that American KC-135 massive refueling aircraft has gone down in western Iraq while on a fueling mission. So far, there's been no sign of any of the crew members. Pro-Iranian hackers targeting sites possibly in the United States. Hackers support Iran have already claimed responsibility for one cyber attack against a U.S. medical device company. An armed man ramming his vehicle into a synagogue in a Detroit suburb and fatally then shot by security officers. The FBI says he was targeted out of violence against the Jewish community. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
No kids or no staff was injured whatsoever. Okay? So we have no victims other than one of the lead security people was hit by the car and was taken to the hospital for treatment. That individual should be okay.
Senate Republicans say they plan to launch a full debate next week on legislation to impose new proof of citizenship requirements. It's a move that comes in response to pressure from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it will not officially be a filibuster that President Trump had suggested. This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want gay marriage repealed.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the Holy Bible can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In Somalia, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. President Trump says he does not think it would be appropriate for the Iranian soccer team to attend this year's World Cup. Here's Bob Agnew.
The president on Thursday cited the life and safety of Iranian athletes as reasons why the team's members should not attend. The U.S. will be hosting the World Cup alongside Mexico and Canada. Earlier this week, the president had reassured the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, that Iranian players and coaches would be welcome despite the war. Iranian leaders say it is not possible for their country to take part in the World Cup. Bob Agnew reporting.
Women's NBA and the Players Union meeting for a third consecutive day, hoping to come to an agreement on a new collective bargaining deal. Sides had two marathon bargaining sessions, but nothing was worked out. Main sticking point, apparently, a spokeswoman says, is still revenue sharing. More details, srnnews.com.